You are listening to Round Table. Men make up around half of the population, and the other half seem to be getting a bit annoyed sometimes. Mm. And vice versa is true, is it, gentlemen?
Yeah, I think so.
What about you, Ryan? Are you reserving an answer?
Yeah, probably.
Well, here we go. There's 10 top annoying things that men do and women do. Let's look at these two lists and do they make sense to us?
Okay, so let's look at the list of the top 10 annoying things women do first, and I'll just quickly list these things and then we can go into discussion as we see fit. So number one, taking endless selfies. Number two, being overly emotional. Number three, complain that there are no good men left. Oh my God. And number four, always expecting men to pay for everything. And number five, sending mixed signals.
Yes.
Number six, using sex as a weapon.
Preach.
And number seven, making an anniversary out of every freaking thing.
Thank you.
And number eight, leaving used sanitary products in plain sight.
Like when you guys use razors and leave them on.
Let him finish.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And number nine, being contentious. And last but not least, having the princess syndrome.
Yeah, and guys have the Peter Pan syndrome. Yeah, so what about you, Ryan? Do you think these lists make very much sense?
First of all, the first one he said totally resonates with me because I take way too many selfies. If you guys follow me on social media, you're well aware of this. Sending mixed signals, though, ladies, it's true. Sometimes guys just don't understand where your head's at, and you don't necessarily say how you feel. You kind of, like, say one thing and expect us to read into this little mind game you like to play with us. We don't like playing games. Just tell us, okay? We're simple people, all right? Expecting men to pay for everything? Listen, girl. It's all right. You know, you give us so much, and I think it's very gentlemanly. I've never complained about being that kind of guy. The princess syndrome, can't stand that, though. Ladies, if you're acting like a princess, but you're not treating your man like a prince, I'm all about that guy just ditching you and finding someone else, because you know what? No princess is worth anything if she doesn't treat her man like a prince. I don't like that at all. I also do want to talk about some of these, the 10 things guys do here. You know, to make this a little bit fair. So let's go through those real quick, yeah? Number one, ladies, calm down, ladies. I can hear you through the airwaves. Calm down. Number one, never admitting you're wrong. Well, I mean, we're never wrong, right? Number two, hogging the remote. Come on. That one's understandable. We don't want to watch Angela Baby, okay? The
we
special.
We don't want to watch sports.
Number three, passing gas in public out loud. I'm very sorry for this one. Number four, refusing to multitask. We're just not good at it. Sorry. It's better that you guys do the complicated multitasking. If we did it, it would just fall to pieces. Snoring. I don't snore. So I'm going to X that one off. Number six. And I know that girls snore too because I've sat next to people on planes and... You're like, Jesus. Anyways, number six, never doing nice things to surprise her. It's true, guys. We do have a tendency to just get lazy and lose that romantic candle that we're so good at the beginning of the relationship. We call that the honeymoon phase. Guys, try to keep that candle lit. Number seven, not listening. Guys, we got to listen. It's true. We're not good at that. Number eight, never doing housework. It's true. Number
useless.
It's not true.
Number nine, staring at other women. You know what?
And
let's move on
your
to number
mouth
10.
Open.
Let's move on to number 10. Constantly watching sports. And that one's silly. I don't watch that much sports. I just play a lot of video games. So let's substitute that. So I agree with some of these. I do. I think we both got of our annoying tidbits, both sexes. But guys are never wrong, so.
Yeah, what a massive ego. And you know what I want to do? I'm walking over to that ego in my high heels and pierce them. You know, sorry to burst that bubble for you guys, but okay, it's a good thing that you guys are willing to sit down here and talk about this.
I think you're being number nine right now. What? Contentious.
I think men can be very contentious too. And also when on that, you know, ladies list, there was sending mixed signals. Guys do this all the time.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Do you mean? You're a hot.
Did you hear Justin Bieber's song? It was about women. What do you mean? You know?
Yeah, what do you mean?
He wasn't talking about other guys.
Well, now I'm talking about you guys. Yeah, you just cut me off there.
Sorry.
Right now. Right there, and then basically sometimes, you know, like 1 minute beforehand, you guys are like happy into each other. The next minute, it's like he's acting detached. What does that mean? Guys send mixed signals all the time. It's impossible to understand each other.
I completely agree with you. So I don't think this is a particularly a gender problem. It just is a human problem. As long as you're a human being, you can have this problem. This is also true about the second list we just mentioned. Mm. See, a lot of those things you can apply that to the other gender as well. So I think it really should be an individual discussion kind of thing.
And I'll never give up the remote control, so don't even try it, princess.
See, that also doesn't apply in my situation because I don't even watch TV.
Oh. Yeah, and girl, get another TV or something. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's try to live in this world peacefully, as I know we can, because we need each other, or most of us need
each
other.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Okay.
Much love.
I didn't get that, but that's interesting. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.